Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Ituran third quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please call GK Investor Relations at 164-201-9246. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Helft, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. Good day to all of you, and welcome to Ituran's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2016 results. I would like to thank Ituran's management for hosting this conference call. With me today on the call are Mr. Eyal Sheratzky, Co-CEO, Mr. Eli Kamer, CFO, and Mr. Udi Mizrahi, VP Finance. Eyal will begin with a summary of the quarter results, followed by Eli with a summary of the financials. We'll then open the call for the question and answer session. I would like to remind everyone that safe harbor in the press release also covers the content of this conference call. Now, Eyal, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you, Ehud. I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us today. We are very pleased with our results of the quarter. We present our results, which are at record levels in revenue and net income, with strong growth across the board. Our third quarter revenues of $52.8 million grew by 20% ahead of those last year. I know that this quarter was the first quarter in a long time that currency devaluation didn't have a major effect on our U.S. dollar financials, so this revenue growth is reflective of our true growth since last year. On the bottom line, we reported net income of $8.2 million, or $0.39 per share, our highest ever, and 32% year-over-year increase. This solid performance is primarily built on ongoing strong subscriber growth, adding well over 100,000 over the past year. This growth was due to the extensive work we have done over the past few years to bring new products to market, which expanded our addressable markets by targeting the lower end of the market in Israel and in Brazil, the uninsured segment of the market. While every new subscriber add bring us additional revenue, we have an existing operating infrastructure in place requiring minimal additional CapEx, which can support them. Thus, we can bring much of the incremental subscriber revenue down to the bottom line. As we grow our subscriber base, our margin should be able to continue to expand. You can see this effect in our gross margin from service revenue, which stood at 65.7% this quarter versus 62.6% in the third quarter of last year. There are two unusual one-time effects in our results this quarter, which cancel each other out. The net income is fully reflective of our performance in the quarter. However, I just wanted to take this opportunity to mention these two one-time items. We had a one-time expense related to a former general manager in Brazil, whereby we purchased his Ituran option back for $1.2 million to avoid future dilution and increase future cost to Ituran. On the other hand, we saw a $1.2 million income from an affiliate due to a capital gain in a small startup we are holding following capital raising event, which was dilutive to us. Our operating cash flow in the quarter was $12 million, and we continue to share the fruits of our success with our shareholders, declaring a dividend of $4.1 million or 50% of our net income. I'd now like to provide you with a brief update with regard to our performance in our two main geographies. Brazil, while it has seen tremendous growth over the last few years, continues to be a strong growth engine for us. Over the past few months, there has been general uptick in the economic environment there and the recovery in the currency versus the dollar from its lows at the end of last year. Our business is still at an early penetration stage in the Brazilian market, and we continue to see much potential to grow and to expand our success there. In particular, our Ituran SVR services with basic theft insurance is seeing significant traction in the market, driving our strong accelerated growth in the market. This service is sold direct to the end customer and significantly cheaper than the full insurance alternative. In addition, as car owners choose to sign up to this service because they see the value, the churn rate is lower than average. With regard to our 50% joint venture, IRT, it remains on track. As you know, IRT has an agreement with one of the major and global auto car makers in both Brazil and Argentina, providing their customers with telematics services on various new cars models they sell. These services can include vehicle security, personal safety, remote diagnostic, web and app application, and concierge services. IRT is a core component of our strategy and very much strengthens our position in our target markets, enabling us to evolve into a growing player within one of the hottest parts of the automotive industry, that of the connected car, after the decades of operating in the aftermarket segment only. It has the potential to bring us hundreds of thousands of additional subscribers, positioning us as clear market leaders. Following Brazil and Argentina, and given our strong relationship with this car maker, we see potential to expand this business further in South America. Right now, there are some expenses and investments in infrastructure which are recorded in our share in affiliates line on our income statement, as well as investment activities in cash. As we mentioned last quarter, we expect the business to become cash flow positive in the beginning of 2017. In Israel, as the major player, our main business continues to grow in line with new car sales in the country, which continues to record strong figures. At the same time, we are not anymore relied on the growth in new car sales to grow. We have strongly penetrated the lower segment of the market, where only a few years ago we were not active at all, through our Ituran Save service, which is performing very well. Overall, we remain pleased with the strength and stability of the Israeli business, and it is also supporting the overall growth in net subscribers. In summary, from a business perspective, the third quarter continues our growth trend, but we are now finally seeing the growth translate into true financial performance. We remain very well positioned to continue to benefit from our strong growth in subscribers, and we are working hard to continue our success into next year. I will now hand the call over to Eli for the financial review. Eli?
Thanks, Eyal. Revenues for the third quarter of 2016 were $52.8 million, up 20% when compared to revenues of $43.8 million in the third quarter of 2015. Revenue breakdown for the quarter was $37.2 million coming from subscription fees, an 18% year-on-year increase. Product revenues were $15.6 million, which were a 27% increase over the same quarter last year. The strong growth in product sales were mainly due to the sales in Israel. The geographic breakdown of revenues in the third quarter was as follows: Israel 53%, Brazil 36%, Argentina 7%, and USA 4%. Gross margin in the quarter was 50%, compared with a gross margin 50.2% in the third quarter of last year. The gross margin on subscription fee was 65.7%, and the gross margin on product was 12.7%. The slight decrease in the blended gross margin was due to the revenue mix, which includes a higher proportion of product revenue in the quarter. Operating profit for the third quarter of 2016 was $11.6 million, an increase of 82% compared with an operating profit of $9.8 million in the third quarter of 2015. As Eyal mentioned, we saw a $1.2 million charge related to the repurchase of Ituran options from a former employee in Brazil. Excluding this one-time charge, operating profits would have been $12.8 million, representing year-over-year growth of 30%. EBITDA for the quarter was $14.6 million, or 27.7% of revenue, an increase of 17% compared to an EBITDA of $12.5 million or 28.6% of revenue in the third quarter of 2015. Excluding one-time expense, EBITDA for the quarter would have been $15.8 million, 29.9% of revenue, representing an increase of 26%. During the quarter, share in affiliate, NAIT, was an income of $753,000 versus a loss of $638,000 in the same quarter of last year. The change was due to a capital gain of $1.2 million resulting from a dilutive event at an affiliate. Net profit was $8.2 million in the quarter for fully diluted EPS of 39 cents per share. This is compared with a net profit of $6.2 million or fully diluted EPS of 29 cents in the third quarter of 2015. Cash flow from operating during the quarter was $12 million. As of September 30, 2016, the company had net cash of $26 million or $1.24 per share. This is compared with $25.8 million or $1.23 per share as of June 30, 2016. For the third quarter, a dividend of $4.1 million was declared, amounted to 50% of the net income. The dividend record date is December 28, 2016, and the dividend will be paid on January 10, 2017, net of taxes and levies at the rate of 25%. And with that, I'd like to open the call for a question and answer session. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. The first question is from Eitan Etzioni of Etzioni Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good quarter. I want to ask about the gain in affiliates at the amount of $750,000. Could you please elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, during this quarter, basically, as we mentioned, we had a one-time income of $1.2 million, which relates to one of our affiliated we were diluted. So this is the main explanation.
Can you elaborate what affiliate were you? What was your old holding and what is your current holding?
Yes, we have we are owning 50% of the joint venture in Brazil and Argentina, the operation that we are making with the car manufacturer, and we also have one affiliate, which is a startup that we are holding 40%. Those are the main two affiliate companies.
Did you sell part of your holding?
No, we were diluted. There wasn't money that came into the company by a third-party investor, so in a higher value.
Also, shares were issued. So otherwise the affiliates would be a loss of approximately $400,000.
That's correct.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Lena Rogovin of Chardon Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello. Congratulations on the great results. A couple of questions, if I may. So the first question is on subscriber growth, which is some slowdown compared to previous quarters. The number of net adds is a bit lower than your soft target, which you present of 25,000 per quarter. So what was the reason for the slowdown, and if it is a change of the trend, or were some specific reasons in this quarter? And my second quarter is about G&A expenses, which were significantly higher year on year. So the question is, what was the reason for that? Thank you.
Lena, actually, regarding subscribers, it's the difference is quite low. So 23,000 is a little bit then. There was some quarters that we had more. There was no specific reason. It just can be a matter of timing. It's not something that we see material. The rhythm is almost the same. There are some things that we are doing in Brazil in order to achieve more recovery rates. In one hand, we are some customers that we are not we cancel because of collecting. So maybe this influence, but it's not something specific.
Regarding the G&A, you're right. There is about year over year. You're talking about almost $1.3 million more in increase. But if you look at the margin, or the percentage of the expense from the revenues, you can see that in last year it was 21.2% representing the G&A, and actually this year is 20.1%. So this is basically shows the recurrent subscriber models that we have, that it means that as a percentage we are going down. Of course, as absolute numbers, always we are going up as we have much more subscribers.
Okay, thank you. And the last follow-up question on low margin in product segment. So I assume that that's mostly because of the change in the product mix, but could you give a bit details on that? Thank you.
First of all, you're right. It basically is more led to the product mix because we are selling through our subsidiary, which sells different types of products, are not also only relevant to stolen vehicle units. And also in Israel, we are selling Yonat products in a different way. So there is no much explanation on that. Basically, if you can see more or less the average of this margin during this year is about 84%. In this quarter, it was 87, a little bit higher, but there is no specific explanation. It's probably many small things.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Sheratzky to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Ituran's website, www.ituran.co.il. Mr. Sheratzky, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, on behalf of the management of Ituran, I would like to thank you for your continued interest and long-term support for our business. I would like to mention that myself and the rest of the management team will be in New York next week for an opening bell ceremony in NASDAQ. So we will also be a conductor investor meetings while we are there. If any of you wish to meet with us, please be in touch with our investor relations team. We look forward to seeing some of you then. And to the rest of you, I look forward to speaking with you next quarter. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Ituran third quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.